upstairs. So what I got here is a beef chuck steak, and it's a tough piece of meat.
Chuck steak.
Chuck steak.
Chuck steak.
Chuck guy's steak.
Chuck steak.
Chuck steak.
Chuck steak.
Chuck steak.
All right, Chuck. Thank you for your call.
Chuck steak.
Chuck steak.
Certified Angus beef chuck roast right here.
Chuck steak.
Chuck steak.
Chuck steak.
Boneless chuck steak.
Chuck steak.
No. Chuck steaks. Little tender chuck steaks.
Chuck steak, you son of a bitch.
Chuck steak is a chuck steak.
Chuck steak is a cut of beef and is part of the subprimal cut known as the chuck.
Chuck steak dinner.
With a beef chuck top blade steak. Boneless.
Shortly, the public will be unable to reason or think for themselves. They'll only be able to parrot the information they've been given on the previous night's news. Zbig Brzezinski.
Bigly.
You're the man now, dog.
All right.
I'm not seeing the fish this year like I've seen them in past years. There's no sardine swarms.
That's just a tradition. We do it every show. This is nothing different now than ever has been.
All right. Well, it's not a good sound bit.
All right.
It's the sad arrow.
So you don't like it?
It's awful.
All right. All right. All right. All right.
Okay.
All right. All right. Well, all right. All right. You don't like the sound bite?
No, I don't like it.
All right. 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 All
right. You're the only one who thinks it's funny.
I thought of a great comedy bit for my stand-up routine today.
Yeah.
I have that, but I'm forgetting it. You go ahead, and I'm going to try to think of it. It was on
all right, well, anyway, the quote was from the father of Mika Bloody Face Brzezinski, wife of murderous Joe Scarborough.
Joe Scarborough's a murderer?
Yes.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
She was. I know that his wife Mika was bleeding badly from the face once at Mar-a-Lago.
Yeah, and... And Trump said no. And rightfully so. People like murderous Joe Scarborough.
Psycho Joe.
Glass houses.
Glass Joe.
Yep. Should really be careful about what they say, because you don't want to stir the pot when you got a 28-year-old dead intern that was found in your office with her skull crushed in from blunt force trauma.
That was Joe Scarborough?
Yes.
Morning Joe Scarborough.
Yes.
Oh, now I'm putting it together. I remember that story. That was very long ago. That was like 7 years ago?
I believe it was much longer. I think it was 2002.
Oh, boy. God, I lost 17 fucking... Yeah, no, like 15.
Yeah. All right, so... So Morning Joe went into panic mode and called in the wolf, as I nicknamed him. Remember Harvey Keitel from...
The cleanup guy.
The cleanup guy. So he gets this guy to do the autopsy.
And hold on. Chuck is referring to the wolf from Pulp Fiction. It was Harvey Keitel's character that came in and when John Travolta accidentally shot the guy in the head in the back seat. He cleaned up all the blood and shit. So go
right
on.
Right, he's a cleanup guy. So he comes in, and the cause of death was reported as she suffered heart failure and then hit her head on the desk as she fell to the ground and died. Now, that was the official cause of death. The guy who revealed that, they have found body parts in a storage container that he had in Florida, and he's been completely discredited and not allowed to be a coroner anymore. So the autopsy report revealed that she suffered 2 skull fractures.
Angry Joe.
In addition to a 7.25-inch crack that all but spanned the top of her head from right temple to left.
Yeah. Joe can lose his temper sometimes when you threaten him.
I think he got her pregnant. So anyway, blood poured from the steadily pumping heart to form a fist-sized hematoma in the left temple.
Jesus.
There were 2 separate 1.5-inch eggshell fractures, essentially pulverizing the bone deep inside the skull behind the right ear. That sounds like a golf club to me. The back of her head was bashed and her lungs were filled with bloody foam, suggesting that she took a relatively long time to die.
Jesus Christ.
In the final autopsy report, Birkeland wrote off all of those devastating injuries to heart failure. According to Birkeland, Lori Klausutis had fainted from a weak heart and hit her head on a desk. An unlikely scenario considered the massive damage to the victim's skull.
All right.
That's the report.
All right. Jesus. All right. The fucking gloom, dude. The brutal way you describe the injury. I need this.
That's not coming from me.
I fucking need this on a Sunday after going fishing. God, but yes, it's important. Angry
find
Joe.
Your sound bits more offensive.
Angry Joe.
Yeah, angry, tempered Joe, Psycho Joe Scarborough.
Psycho Joe. That explains Psycho Joe. Everyone's like, what's psycho mean? Oh. Mika better not mouth off to him.
Well, her father was best friends with George Soros, and he said that whole thing about brainwashing the public back in 1972. So I'm glad he's dead. He recently died.
Yeah, but unfortunately, it wasn't due to our negative energy seances, because those have been 0-for-10.
Well, listen, these people refresh themselves by drinking the blood of children,
fuck.
And it lets them stay alive until they're 103.
And I say that.
So, unfortunately, we're going to have to wait a little while longer for Prince Philip to croak. And then I'll take a flight to England to piss on his grave.
You did piss on the Canadian border.
Yes, I did.
Yeah.
That had mostly to do with hockey rivalries, but...
Yeah, that was a hockey rivalry thing.
I piss on Justin Trudeau's policies.
Oh, Justin Trudeau is a weird tranny fucking loser.
He's Fidel Castro's son.
He was wearing, like, rainbow Ramadan socks.
Yeah, isn't that kind of a conflict?
No, what do they call it? An oxymoron?
Yeah, he's celebrating Islamic culture.
Where gays get...
No. He's celebrating gay pride
with
Islamic culture.
Right, because he's just got to have it all, right? But in places where Islam is truly practiced, gays get thrown off of rooftops.
Or their heads cut off or burned alive.
It's despicable. Justin Trudeau has no... he's got no class. He's got no class and he's got no respect.
I hear a sound bit coming up.
No.
Oh, all right. Usually you crowbar those things in.
Oh, it was the way I was talking. I would understand why you would think there was a new sound bite, but there isn't.
Okay. I expect Canada to follow in... Angela Merkel's footsteps, because it is now illegal in Germany to have an opposing opinion from the establishment there. Now all social media outlets are required to remove fake news from Twitter, YouTube, Facebook.
Facebook started it.
To the tune of $5 million fine on the first day, and up to $57 million if it's not deleted within 1 week. They're using it as an anti-bullying and hate speech law, but what they're actually doing is determining or privatizing the policy of censorship and making sure that the truth is never allowed to be broadcast on social media. It's disgusting, and it's going to spread. This was the plan I talked about a year ago, where Google was meeting together with Obama and Eric Schmidt and Mark Zuckerberg. Their plan is to completely censor.
I'm sorry, we're having technical difficulties.
States, another handoff Obama gave to the UN, it is no longer protected by the First Amendment, which is going to crumble. So,
yeah. Well, I mean,
Trudeau will implement this within months, if not weeks. So, forget Canada's fucking put tape on the mouth of everyone to the degree where comedians are being locked away in prison for a year for telling a joke that they deem inappropriate.
Well, that's why we fought the British. Get your fucking hate speech laws and taxes the fuck out of here at first. 1776 will commence again. But I mean, seriously, it's a problem. Canada, England, fucking all these EU countries. I know there's the whole Brexit thing, but which is good. I'm proud of England. But I don't want their culture here. I don't want Canadian culture here. I don't want British. I want American culture only. And Americans don't have culture. It's a melting pot. Fuck you. Yeah, it is a melting pot. Sure, you got me there. But there's something called folk art. There's something called blues. Okay, there you go. And folk music. That encapsulates all of America. Black, white. Doesn't matter what the fuck you are.
Well, unfortunately, to the rest of the world, Hollywood encapsulates
America. No, Hollywood is bullshit.
Well,
bullshit.
That's how they see us.
Fuck Hollywood. Hollywood.
Well, Hollywood is just a tool of the CIA and the left. Everything is conditioning. Everything is PC. It's all bullshit. They rewrite history.
I hope that all the fucking poor people on Skid Row and fucking the homeless and all the fucking slags of Hollywood just leave, and then there's a terrible fire and it burns down the rest of that fucking town.
Well,
I'm sorry. That's the way I feel. It's a terrible thing to say.
I didn't hear it because in my headphones you're breaking up terribly.
Well, you don't have to bring that up. The live feed will probably be fine. So
yeah, it just makes it difficult to communicate when you can't hear who's talking to you.
Sure does.
Yeah, but sure. That's Skype.
Yep. Yep.
And Skype is a massive pile of shit.
Yeah. I'm cool with it, though.
Baby, I'm cool with that.
Yeah, well.
It's all we got, man. So let's not bitch about it.
It's all you got.
I went to a little drive to the mountains where maybe a place I shouldn't be. Maybe wasn't allowed to be today.
I heard mountains and bee.
Yeah, I drove to the mountains and went fishing.
Did you catch anything?
Yeah, I caught fish all day. I turned on the GoPro for 15 minutes and caught 3 fish.
Are you going to post that on YouTube?
I want to. I haven't even posted your last show.
Yeah, I don't know. What do you want to do about that?
Do you want to just
allow anyone who wants to post
fuck
it?
That. That dumb idea fucking was a mess last time. Just stay out of it. Just shut
really
your mouth and be thankful I'm doing it. I'll fucking post both shows when they're done tomorrow or something. Just be thankful.
It's not up to me to be thankful or, people.
I don't give a shit. I don't give a fuck.
Oh, that's a problem.
Then you gotta fire me.
You're not hired by me.
Okay, then I'm a fucking free agent, right?
Right.
Then shut up, because I got no boss.
You're the one who fucking brought it up.
Okay. Let's keep it real because I'm keeping it real.
Well, don't bring something up and then tell me not to talk about it.
You can talk about it all you want. But this is the reaction you're going to get from me.
Yeah, I know. I know exactly the reaction I'm going to get. So anyway, our former guest, Itzigate Howie, was assaulted by Antifa yesterday.
Terrible.
Was it today? I'm not sure. But he should be calling in later on in the show. In fact, he is going to call in. Just when the media is screaming about Donald Trump's offensive, violent rhetoric towards the media is responsible for violence, they are completely complicit in totally promoting violent acts towards Trump and his supporters, which is most of the country. To the point where they see a sign and it's okay for them to try to murder somebody that's holding it.
We're going to take a brief recess and reconnect via Skype, folks.
Oh, yeah, this is bad.
I seen the crystal raindrops fall, and the beauty of it all is when the sun comes shining through to make those rainbows in my mind when I think of you sometimes, and I want to spend some time with you. Just the two of us, we can make it if we try. Just the two of us, just the two of us. Just the two of us, building castles in the sky. Just the two of us, you and I.
Something's telling me I must go home. And the lights all went down.
Mother,
just take
the shoe.
The day I left her standing.
Down real quick, because just real quick, y'all gonna have to forgive. I'm telling y'all gotta forgive me for this one. And if you're young, if you're under 18, turn this off, because I'm finna use some vulgar language, because, you know, I just need to get this off my chest. This is not to be public and all that. Look, check this out. I just watched this video about this little town in Michigan outside of Detroit where it's nothing but Arabs. They got stores, they got grocery stores. The motherfuckers getting food stamps. They driving around in $67,000 Range Rovers with an EBT card in their pocket. I got a motherfucking 207 Ion and I can't even get no damn stamps. They won't even give me no stamp. These motherfuckers own grocery stores. They got churches. They don't even speak to us. And then they walking around all covered up and shit. That could be a motherfucking Islamic terrorist right there. A radical Islamic terrorist. That could be a man. But we don't know that. Just because they all covered up and shit. And then they try to talk to them. And they just look at them and just keep on going. But let a black man walk down the street with a motherfucking hoodie on his head. You shoot him. This some bullshit. And then they got they were saying that that's what they being taught in these mosques. They call us the infidels. We the enemies. You ain't gonna never see a motherfucking Muslim woman, one of them, with a black man or black woman. And all the stores in the hood, they hire the black women behind the counter, have sex with them, give them some free cigarettes and groceries and shit, and send them on their way. But if a Islamic woman ever get caught with another man outside of her race, whether he be black or whether he be white, they're going to cut her motherfucking head off. And y'all want to let these motherfuckers over here talking about we need to embrace them. Fuck them. They don't fuck with us, and we ain't fucking with them. Go Trump. I get emotional about this shit. I'm sick of this shit.
Motherfuckers in Detroit ain't even got nowhere to stay. Homeless people on the street. And y'all want to give these motherfuckers money. Y'all want to give them cars. Y'all want to give them businesses and shit. And they don't even like America. For real. They get their money and send their shit back over there. Fuck them.
Yeah, God. It's so right, fucking
hopefully
sad.
Hopefully Skype is better.
Yeah, it's better.
Howie's out of the hospital. He's going to be calling in. Now, it doesn't say what show is playing live. It just says loading. But could you send me the number over Skype? I'm not sure that he has it. I'm pretty sure he does, but I just want to send it to him.
Yeah, sure. The number is... Hold on. I really don't know what it is. It's 508-444-2783. That number again for anyone to call is 508-444-2783.
All right, well, don't take any calls while Howie's on. I want to hear his story. He should be calling very soon.
An old adage to the show, Pizzagate Howie, he's been here before. Quite the interview. I think that he felt that I was busting his balls. I didn't think he knew that this was kind of a comedy show. I think he thought this was like a serious, like conspiratorial show. In some senses, it is.
Well, it is on my half.
On your half. But I'm busting balls the whole time. And hey, listen, that's not to say that some of the shit you're saying isn't true, because I love conspiracies. If I didn't, I wouldn't do the show. So a lot of the stuff you say, actually, some of the stuff I make fun of comes to fruition, and I'm like, holy shit, this is real. Chuck was right. You know?
Yeah, it usually takes a year before, you know, actually gains enough traction for people to be convinced.
Normies. Normies like me.
Yeah, well.
Normies.
You know, people like Howie have been following it all along.
Well, Howie's in the fucking...
There's so much to it that...
Howie's bleeding in a hospital right now for this shit.
No, he just got out of the hospital.
Oh, my bad.
Yeah, he just announced that he's going to be calling in. Okay. So when you take his call, please do not take any other calls. Skype is bad enough.
I won't.
Two people.
I promise I won't.
All right, good. Because this kind of shit has got to stop, or it's going to escalate, and rightfully so. Someone like Howie should absolutely be allowed, and anybody should absolutely be allowed to conceal carry.
Now, I've got a my biggest question for Howie is, I've seen these Antifa faggots. If I was assaulted by one, I'm pretty sure I'd be stomping the guts out of like five or six of them at the same time.
Well, it's easy to say until you have five people stomping you.
All right, all right.
You know, I don't know too many people that can overcome a 5-to-1 odds.
You know what? You're right, because
I don't care if they're kids. I mean, they could fuck you up.
Working in the city, the credo is if there's ever an assault and it's one person, fight with whatever you got. But if it's two, just cover up. Cover your head and ribs. Cover your ribs with your legs. Cover your head with your arms. And just hope they fucking go away. Because you're not going to win.
You don't even have to tell people. That's like a natural reflex. Your vital areas.
Yeah,
that's what everybody does without even being taught when they get ganged up on like that.
Yeah, but that's the rule of thumb, and you just protect your head, protect your ribs, and you'll be all right. You'll be all fucked up, but you'll be all right. But if there's five dudes stomping on you, yeah, I take that back. But, I mean, it is true that these Antifa guys are like, you know, trans fucking skinny dudes who are weird looking.
Well, no, here's the thing. A lot of these people are actually paid by the DNC through the Soros Foundation. That's been exposed through Project Veritas. They hire people to be violent. They hire and pay people upwards of $1,500 a piece at a rally if they inflict violence on the opposition.
Now, that's just a big nothing burger.
Well, yeah, you know, of course, yes, Project Veritas has been debunked.
Fake news.
Yeah, and Van Jones goes on Anderson Cooper and said that Oh, you know, it was all taken out of context and spun in the way, and it was like, well, what was taken out of context? You said Russia's a nothing burger, and that the other guy said that Jeff Zucker, head of CNN, is ordering them to keep reporting about Russia, even though they have nothing burger.
Well, he said it was bullshit.
They all said fake they know it's news. Bullshit.
Fake news.
It's fucking bullshit.
Oh, dude, they fucked him up bad. I'm looking at new pictures he released.
Did they split his head open? Why is he wearing
it? Dude, they split his head wide open.
Why the fuck isn't he wearing a helmet?
Because you're supposed to be able to hold a fucking sign in this country without fearing for your life.
Bullshit. You go look at fucking Epic Flag Guy or whatever the fuck his name is. He knows.
A stickman went there to protect and fight people. Someone who's holding a sign should never have the thought cross their mind that they're going to try to, you know, have an assault on their life.
Well, on that note, here we are with Pizzagate Howie yet again. Pizzagate Howie, what's going on, man?
Hey, welcome back, hey, Howie.
Hey, thanks for having me, guys.
How you doing? Holy shit.
Yeah, I'm hurting a little bit. I'm hurting a little bit. I got six staples to my head. I got my left eye is pretty swollen shut.
It looks like they broke your eye socket.
Nah, it wasn't. It wasn't that. I don't know. They must have hit me in the corner of the eye, but it was as I was going. It was on the ground. I mean, they were kicking me and punching me on the ground. I was trying to just, you know, but it wasn't that bad until it didn't swell up until like a few hours later at the hospital.
These people are fucking animals, man. Go to a protest and physically beat someone to the ground and put them into the fucking hospital over their political beliefs. You've got to lose your fucking mind and become a complete animal, retard.
Howie, tell us how this unfolded. Where were you?
This was 2 hours after the rally ended. The rally ended at 2:30.
Okay.
I mean, I'm sorry. I'm all out of my head right now.
That's understandable.
The rally ended at 12:30, and it was at a place on JFK Parkway where the art museum is in Philadelphia.
Oh, and always the nicest street in the neighborhood, JFK Boulevard. Anyway, go on.
Yeah. Well, it's JFK Parkway, and there's a fountain there. So it was a hot day. So, you know, everybody stuck around for a little while and, you know, there's a fountain there. So I was just cooling off inside the fountain. I met this guy from South Philly, really great guy, Joe, if you're listening, I'm sure you're not. But, you know, I talked to him for like 45 minutes, just, you know, about, you know, but just pretty much about Philadelphia, the way it used to be. And then I went on Periscope for a few minutes, and you know that was it. I mean, I was out of I was out of like march mode. I was out of like the rally mode, everything, and yeah, picked up and just basically walking down the street.
Now, did you notice these kids during the rally?
No, not at all, not at all. There was no. I started. There were two rallies going on in Philadelphia today. There was an impeach Trump rally, and there was a pro Trump rally. So what I did initially, I went to the impeach Trump rally and trolled them with my Trump 2020 sign. And so I was pretty much there by myself. I actually ended up meeting a few other guys, and, you know, I talked to, you know, a few like local, radio media, and, you know, I was trolling a little bit, but, you know, police were everywhere, you know, you're totally safe. And then they went and marched. So they went and did their thing, and then the pro-Trump march came up, and I just jumped in with them. So I marched with them. So I kind of went to both. I trolled their little pre-march, and then I jumped in with the Trump march. But never saw them. I mean, I knew they had put out flyers saying that they're going to show up, but they were nowhere to be found.
So in typical Antifa fashion, they waited until you were away from the group to where you had no protection and nobody to have your back to what did they?
Yeah, I mean, I was out of it. I'm a citizen at this point, man. I'm sitting in a fountain, you know, like cooling my feet and talking with some guy. I wasn't even thinking about anything.
So tell us what happens. How many were there, and did they just approach and assaulted you, or well, were they?
Well, verbal? I was walking. Yeah, I still had my sign in my hand, but I wasn't. It was folded up and it was down by my side or whatever. And yeah, I was walking down. And I was probably, you know, I've been walking for a few blocks. Now I did notice this one guy. He had a Philadelphia Union T-shirt on. Now, I noticed it because I just remember seeing the shirt. As I kept walking, all of a sudden, this guy just sort of like, you know, sort of appeared, and he's like, "Hey, what's on your sign? You know, what's your sign say?" And I looked at him. He came from behind me and like stood in front of me, and I looked behind. Now they didn't have masks on or anything like that, but they looked a little out of sorts. I turned around to this guy to be like, "What's going on?" I shouldn't have turned my back. And the next thing I know, I'm on the ground.
Listen, yeah. Howie, you got to listen to me, man. You got to wear a GoPro. You got to stream, or you have to have your phone on your chest mounted. You have to stream live.
They would have taken
that. Listen to me. You have to wear a helmet, just a bicycle helmet. Okay.
Yeah. But it wasn't even like that. It was peaceful. I mean, I'm not even. The rally's done. Two hours.
These people are retards. They're fucking retards.
All right. Howie, you know, learned the lesson today. But
they're not normal law-abiding citizens like you, dude. They're fucking retarded. Well, they're cultural Marxists.
Yeah, you're talking about a big street. I mean, this wasn't like on some side street. If anybody out there knows JFK Parkway, it's like the friggin' art museum.
Well, the cops aren't going to help you. The cops aren't going to help you. So you're on your own.
The Philly police were awesome.
All right, cool. That's good. I'm glad they helped you out. Were any of these guys arrested?
Yes.
Cool. Yeah. All right.
Because so I'm on the ground. I'm getting kicked. I'm like, yeah, I'm screaming, and like then they just scattered. They scattered in different directions. So
like fucking cockroaches.
I would say about six or seven.
Yeah.
There's no fighting back. Just protect your head. Protect your ribs.
There might have been more. I mean, I'm saying six or seven, but I only turned briefly to look at them, and then I turned around to the guy that was asking me about the sign, and then boom. And
did you go into like turtle position and protect your face and ribs with your?
Yeah. Because they were going after my face and whatever, and I might have been, I don't think I was concussed or anything, but you know, I was definitely a little bit.
You were hospitalized and covered in fucking gore.
He's got a 2-inch gash on his head.
That was quality gore too. Thanks for sharing the photos. I love that shit.
Well, I mean, I'm not doing it for sensationalism. I'm just letting people. You know, I want people to know, and that this shit goes on.
I wasn't
you know?
Suggesting that. I appreciate it for its sensationalism because I'm an asshole. But, cool to see. It was interesting. And I was like, holy shit. And I was worried about you, man. You look really fucked up.
No, I appreciate that. But it looks worse than it was. They kept saying, like, if you get hit on the scalp, you know, if you get a cut,
you bleed
head,
a lot.
It's going to bleed a lot. Yeah. Absolutely. So anyway, the best thing that happened was I thought they took my backpack. I was so out of it. I'm looking around on the ground. I'm like, where's my backpack? So I just instinctively got up and started, and I saw two of them running, and I started chasing after them. And not until then did I realize that my backpack was still on my back. But if that didn't happen, I probably wouldn't have chased. So I'm chasing these two guys. Now, one of them was way overweight, way out of shape, and he couldn't run. So I'm bleeding from the head, and I'm running. And he's, you know, I caught up to him, and he's huffing and puffing. And I'm screaming, call the police. And eventually they went down into a subway. I punched the guy in the face, and I tried to knock him down the steps, the fat one. And it was – but the other guy that was with him was the guy with the Philadelphia Union T-shirt on.
And so, that's how he was identified or –
No, I knew. No, they were running from me. There were only a couple people around. I looked up and they were running.
Hey, listen.
And the cops grabbed them in the subway?
Well, I got down there and there's always transit police. So I told them, please, you know, they see me bleeding. They got the Philly Union guy. Now the other guy, Fat Boy, he was nowhere to be found. I said, he's down there. Well, they caught him down there changing his shirt.
Awesome.
And they caught him, and I identified him right away. And then they found a third guy. I don't even know who the third guy is, but he looked like more like the leader of the group.
So that's going to cost Soros like a lot of money and bail money to bail these guys out and get them back on the street.
Well, yeah, I mean, the whole police report, and they, you know, I'm sending more stuff because I know they were Antifa,
yeah,
and you know, there's cameras all around, so we'll see what happens from it.
Well, we got a problem where I live in Boston with these nerds, and on every Boston Common protest, you have the free speech guys, and I live in a cuck state, you know, we're fucking surrounded. But I tell you what, the free speech guys, the bikers and all those dudes in the Boston Common, they stood their fucking ground, man. There's a lot of internet video on YouTube, whatever, that show that.
Oh, yeah, I saw.
But if you're ever – what my point is, if you're ever in Boston and need someone to watch your back, and if anyone hits you, we will stomp their guts out. Well, if anyone assaults anybody, we'll just stomp their guts out of their assholes.
Well, forget that. I mean, I think that, you know, if you had had a concealed, not that I'm,
don't talk about guns in these peaceful demonstrations. If someone's physically assaulted, you go to their aid and you beat the guy up who's hurting the person. There's talk about concealed carry. Because listen, excuse me, because I'm a concealed carry permit holder. I would not bring a pistol to a protest. Ever.
I'm not saying shoot them. You could point it at them to end the assault.
It's a go ahead.
Attempted murder.
Listen, a bunch of kids from like fucking the Chans or something from Pole or from K, I forget what, brought pistols to a protest, and now they're all doing jail sentence. They had to defend themselves with pistols. Now they're all in fucking jail for manslaughter. So don't be telling people to bring a pistol to a protest. That's all I got to fucking say. All right.
But you wouldn't even let me finish
I really want to stress the point that the actual march and the actual rallies, there was no problem whatsoever. I mean, it was all Philly has the whole thing covered. Nothing's going to happen.
Dude,
there's a major police presence. They allow everyone to do what they want to do.
You were hospitalized,
my mistake was, you know, sticking around and not thinking like 2 hours later that I'm some kind of target.
Wow.
Like these guys were, these guys were like walking around for 2 hours, like looking for a body.
Do you know they wanted to wait until you were alone. They probably spotted you long before you noticed them. And they were probably, like a pack of wolves. They want to separate the herd before they attack. They're cowards. Would you say that they were like college age kids?
They were in their 20s. The kids that I caught, they were in their early to mid 20s.
How many of them got locked up?
3.
Oh, that's so good. Oh my God, that's almost half. That's half.
But they know, right? But they'll, you know, I think they got the leader. This guy that they arrested, and I don't even know why they, you know, how they found him, but he might have been with these other two. You know, maybe they have like a meeting spot or who the hell knows.
And
these
guys hate the fucking cops too. So it's like, why aren't the cops out there with billy clubs fucking nailing these idiots in the head?
This is like a random incident. I mean, if they just want to go up to somebody on the street and just do it, I mean, you know, and scatter, you know, like, I mean, it, you know, the whole thing happened in 10 seconds, you know, like it's unbelievable. I mean, I was, you know, if it happened at a protest, if it happened at a demonstration and something was going down, but the thing was over. It was over.
You need to live stream.
2 hours over.
You would have had 30 million fucking views on footage of that, man. You got to bring a camera.
I know.
You missed out on that one.
Yeah, I'll you know. But I don't know if I would have been walking down the street with a GoPro going back to the train to go home. You know, like,
well, hey, man. Why would I? You should, for protection. I mean, that's another element of protection.
Yeah, well, I'm, you know, in a way, if something, you know, like I came home to like, you know, 3,000 Twitter notifications, which is like,
That's a big deal.
But I'm not trying to be like some kind of martyr or hero or anything like this. If this is what it takes to make people once again understand that this is what, you know, right off the bat, this Antifa shit, it's got to stop.
Yeah.
It's got to. I mean, they think it's, you know, whose streets, their streets. We can just do whatever we want. Well, you know, when three of them watching them sit, you know, stand there in handcuffs looking like, you didn't, you know, because two of the guys, the union guy and Fat Boy, like, I think they were like newer recruits to this thing. And now they're sitting there like, what did I just do? You could see the look in their eyes.
Yeah, they're like, my trust fund's going away.
Who knows?
Yeah.
Like, who knows?
Yeah.
But there's, you know, like,
They want to be Che Guevara, a bunch of rich kids in school who want to be fucking Che Guevara or some revolutionary.
I don't know what the fuck they want to be. Yeah. But when they put out, you know, they put out something that they were coming to Philadelphia and by any means necessary and all this shit. I mean, that's terroristic threats. Like, who, like, you know where this group is. Like, you know, we need to be like, yo, get on this shit.
Oh,
because. I mean, they'll do it to anybody. They'll do it to anybody. They don't care. I'm a Nazi. I'm a white supremacist. I'm KKK. I'm like, you fuck. Get the fuck out of here.
So we lost Chuck's take, Pizzagate Howie. So listen, I'm going to try to get him back. And in in the event you are hung up on, just promptly back. And you'll
Just jump back in. No
jump, worries. Just jump back in. I appreciate it. Thank you, man.
Not at all.
I wanted to talk about fishing, but this will do. It's pretty captivating as fuck. Skype has been very temperamental, and I apologize for that. I have a couple failed calls here. Trying again. I'm going to take a brief intermission, and I promise you—we'll get back Chuck Steak, and we'll get back Pizzagate Howie. And I'm sorry.
Once there was a boy who went by the name Chuck Steak, and he broke all the rules, and then his brother Prime Rib and Boom. Why don't you have a meat name too? I couldn't quite explain this. I scratched my head so hard.
China. You go over to China. You take China. I love them. China. I have to have my China. Because China. You know, China.
I know China very well. China.
Northwest Wisconsin, where I'm from.
It's China to me. China. You want to buy from China? That's great. Buy from China. Buy toys from China.
China in particular.
China. I have people that I know in China. China. I've been saying China.
Howdy folks, Jay Dummy here. During this brief intermission, I want to remind you fine people that Chuck Steak is presented proudly by Lowry Seasoning. No matter what you're cooking for dinner, remember to grab the Lowry's. It spices it up. Yummy. And now, back to Chuck Steak with Chuck Steak, exclusively on Podtrash.com.
To whom it may concern, this is Robert Higgins on behalf of McCormick Seasoning, Inc., the proprietary owners of Lowry Seasoning. We request, no, demand, you cease and desist from mentioning Lowry Seasoning any further on Chuck's Take with Chuck's Take, exclusively on podtrash.com, each and every Sunday at 8 p.m. Eastern. We do not know who J. Dummy is, nor gave him permission to tell you that your program was sponsored by Lowry Seasoning, although he is correct, it does spice it up. Mm-mm, yummy. Thank you, and please once again refrain from mentioning Lowry Seasoning from this point forward. Good day.
Is there anyone on stage? Is there anyone on stage? Will the rules for tonight shrink government? 30 seconds. Will the rules for tonight shrink government? Without further ado, let's begin.
In Florida, they call me Jeb. I'm proud of my brother.
You are a criminal.
I've got a record in Florida. We've done it 27 times since World War II.
But he says you do nothing.
True, but I have said that Mr. Trump's earned legal status really mirrored what we said is ridiculous, tragic. I believe we can do this the right way and with low expectations, dumb down everything. They call me Vito Corleone.
What?
Education. The Bloomberg Foundation of Border Enforcement means you pay a fine. I've written a book about this over an extended period of time.
Mr. Trump, murders, crime, I've been challenged, and I don't have time. The person that wins, if it's not me, have a good time as the Republican nominee. What am I saying? I'm leading by a bit. But you know what? We will win. Drug pouring across the border, it's fun, and we need brain. Trump, Trump, Trump.
Governor Scott Walker.
Thanks. I'm a guy with a Harley. The voters in Wisconsin, they tried to recall me. You know, people like Hillary Clinton lead from behind. We find mush, push, at least in my life. I ran and messed up law enforcement. One article called me aggressively normal. Well, first off, let's repeal Obamacare. Ask for your vote. Because I was worried for America.
That pig stuff.
Going hot air. You can say things like that. I asked the mayor.
That is nonsense.
But I'm darn proud.
It's good to see you.
Okay, we're back.
God, what the hell happened?
They don't want the truth about Pizzagate Howie out there.
No, it wouldn't even allow me to connect. It said there's an internet connection problem between you and I.
I had to reboot everything. It was a misery. They shut it down.
Was he still on while I was off?
I told him to call right back. I had to hang up on him a couple times while I got my shit together. But Howie, if you're listening, man, call right back. The Zionists shut us down.
Well, now it sounds better than the entire time we were on. So hopefully that will correct it. But God damn, do I hate Skype.
Oh, it's such a crutch.
There's got to be something else.
There is.
We can use.
There is. There is.
Like, I don't care if it's TeamSpeak.
You know, I've had it with a lot of shit. Not just Skype. I've had it with a lot of shit.
Completely unreliable.
No, I've had it with other things, too. I really am at my fucking wit's end with other stuff, too.
Like what?
Like the internet. As a whole.
What in particular?
All of it.
Pod trash?
All of it.
All right. Well,
can I talk about the smallmouth bass spot I found?
Right. But sure. But please add.
And let's try this again. And Skype's giving us trouble. Pizzagate, Howie, are you with us?
I am with you.
And Chuck,
hey,
Shake,
sorry, man. That
was brutal. No. I've had my own. I have a podcast, and one time we were down for like 10-15 minutes.
Yeah, I've never had a complete blackout like that.
Yeah,
your podcast is the Traffic Report at UCY.TV.
Yes.
Do you do that twice a week? I've seen you on Tuesday and Thursday.
Tuesday, Thursday, midnight. Midnight Eastern time.
Why midnight?
That's when we could get in.
So is it a left coast, east coast, east and west coast kind of issue?
Well, we also felt that, you know, for the topics, you know, for what we're talking about, it's probably not good, you know, evening after dinner.
Sure it is.
Yeah. I mean, I just want to throw out that the third guy in charge of the Vatican, the third
Yes.
The guy that sticks in with the Pope.
Yep.
I'm thinking George Pell right now, but Bell something. Yeah, arrested. The third guy at the Vatican.
For sex crimes in Australia. And, you know, I've read probably the most horrific account of child abuse ever from a girl victim from Australia who recognized Pope Benedict as one of the people who would come to these child hunts with rifles. And it's disturbing beyond detail, which I'm not going to go into. But this is the kind of thing that people don't realize, that the Catholic Church itself is a church of satanic worship. And they're just hiding in plain sight. It's unbelievable.
Yeah, well, I mean, for me, it is something I can't... I have a lot of anxiety, and I can't... When I hear about these things and I read about them, it cripples me emotionally, and I'm not a better person.
Well, listen, a terrible anxiety problem, and you got to look at the bigger picture. Do you ignore the elephant in the room?
I always go back to this. I know the question you're going to ask me. Do you ignore it? Yeah, well, I'm not in the FBI Special Victims Unit or whatever. That's not my fucking job, because those people have to go through, like, intensive counseling just to research this shit.
Well, listen.
Yeah, no, I'm being real, dude. That shit is very damaging on one's psyche.
All right, then, you know, let other people talk about it.
Thank you. I just wanted to give my position.
All right. As long as you're not trying to silence the people who are talking about it.
I'm not, but I kind of suck.
I got no problem with that. Right.
I know. I'm not trying to, and I appreciate the efforts of people like Pizzagate Howie, who bleeds for this shit, who gets his ass fucking kicked for this shit.
Literally, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, today I got it kicked for Trump. That's why I got my ass kicked today.
Yeah. Trump should have you at the... sorry for interrupting, but Trump should have you at the fucking White House.
No, stop. No.
If someone was holding a sign with my name on it and was had beaten as severely as you, I would acknowledge that person.
I just want people to know that people, you know, we've seen it in Berkeley, the guy getting hit with the bike lock. But yes. I'm telling you, I wasn't at a rally. I was walking home. I was walking as a pedestrian, and they recognized me. And the smack, like, people, like this is terrorism, man. I've never been attacked in my life.
Oh, I mean, yeah, that is terrorism.
I'm walking down the street. I mean, if I was at a rally and something happened, at least I'm in that mode. I'm just like, what a great day, man. I met a couple of dogs in the fountain, man. I was having a great, great day.
Well,
you know, after fact. Well, I wasn't even in that mode.
Well,
not to diminish what happened to you in any way, I have to say that I was relieved that it was over. It's a real sign. And Antifa attacked you on behalf of the fucking pedophiles out there. I would have been way more disturbed because I expect the violence from the extreme left over the Trump signs, but they have gone to the lengths of protecting pedophiles. Just not in that degree, because I've seen you being verbally assaulted over what Comet Ping Pong and stuff like that, and anyone who would go on the defense of the predator and not the victim, it really speaks to the depths of humanity. And I was glad that it wasn't over Pizzagate.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. I get very triggered, you know, when it comes to Pizzagate. If somebody, you know, says something to me like, you know, you're crazy, this, you know, it's all fake. And I mean, that really triggers me, because I'm like, you know, even if you don't believe in Pizzagate per se, you know, there are children out there everywhere around this world. I mean, all you have to do, Google child rape arrests, child sexual abuse arrests. Just Google it and see what starts coming back at you. And we're not talking about, you know, like the Anthony Weiner and 15-year-old girls sexting. I'm talking about like children. I'm talking about like children less than 2 years old. Like, we got a fucking problem in this country. And how this isn't the fucking story on the goddamn news, I don't fucking know.
It's always buried. That massive sweep in Norway got buried. It got retracted and just completely deleted from the internet. What they're doing in Germany with the fake news law, they're basically we're entering an age of extreme censorship, and anything that is actually true is going to be, and it already has been to a degree, labeled fake news. And you know, love them or hate them, nobody has done more so far about child trafficking than Donald Trump and Jeff Sessions. So, you know, take that with a grain of salt when you want to say that Trump is a monster without anything to back that up, by the way. Or, you know, the people who will stand with John Podesta just for the mere fact that he's a Democrat over even thinking of child victims, those are the most despicable people in the world.
Most people don't know who John Podesta is. Let's be real. People, even if they know pizza, man, you just bring it. I mean, I had a dude one day, he'd tell me it's all fake. I said, well, you know, well, tell me what you know about James Alefantis. He's like, I really don't know much about him. Like, come on, dude.
Well, it's because they saw it on Megyn Kelly.
Don't tell me. But don't fucking tell me it's fake when you don't even know who James Alefantis is.
Real quickly, can I say something?
Sure. Very briefly.
Yeah. Thank you, Chuck. And I'm not trying to derail. It is off topic, but I brought this up earlier on the show where I had a new comedy bit and I forgot it. And I just remembered it.
Do you think now is the appropriate time?
It's real quick. If you guys want a quick break from the darkness and a little comedy, this is going in my stand-up routine. I would like you guys to judge this joke. And give me on a scale from 1 to 5 stars.
I'm telling you, you're making a big mistake.
Listen, just check it out. So I got to set it up. It's like a stand-up routine.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
So, yeah, you know, I really love the old blues stuff, especially John Lee Hooker. And his earlier works are great, but as he went into the 80s and 90s, he started falling apart. I mean, he was appearing at bar mitzvahs for like $2,500. He was doing every shit gig he could. More like John Lee Whore.
You know, I'm glad that Skype is so bad tonight that I didn't have to hear half of what you just said.
Pizzagate, what do you think?
The Hooker Whore.
John Lee Hooker.
I kind of saw it coming.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. All right. Go ahead, guys. I thought it was going to be a big...
Go dig a hole
before,
in the backyard.
Yeah, before we go any... Yeah, you guys were nice enough to have me on, and... You were going to have me on even before this happened. So, you know, we really wanted to talk about
the Seth Rich vigil, please.
Yes. The vigil for Seth Rich, which is happening July 10th, 4 p.m., Spirit of Justice Park in Washington, D.C. Wow, I can still remember that, man. I'm not all that concussed.
Wow.
So, 4 p.m., Spirit of Justice Park, vigil for Seth Rich. Some well-known people are going to be there. I don't want to drop names because I don't know, like, you know, whose name wants to be dropped. But, you know, we're looking for at least hundreds of people to show up for this because we know we've always known that the Russian hacking was just utter nonsense.
It's a nothing burger.
It is a nothing burger, Van Jones. It is a big fucking nothing burger.
Yeah. It's ratings.
It's ratings. Yeah. Oh, well, that's not. Oh, what are they saying? That's not what I meant. It's taken out of context. They took.
But the American voters are
out of context.
Yeah, American voters are stupid as shit too, right?
What was out of context? Nothing or the burger?
Yeah, which part?
Yeah. Hey, awesome. Speaking of Seth Rich, the vigil for Seth Rich on this July 10th.
Yes, 4 p.m.
I noticed our pal Alefantis was at the original vigil for Seth Rich.
No
How
way.
How weird is that? And what's the owner of our
I forget his name. The bar's name is Lou's, but his, okay. I don't think it's Lou.
It's like Joe Costello or something.
He's
also there, along with Debbie Wasserman Schultz, who claimed that she didn't even know who Seth Rich was, yet spoke at his original vigil.
And she threatened. She threatened a sheriff.
She's doing there.
She threatened a sheriff too, didn't she?
Yeah, she tried to use a voice modulator to disguise her voice. Yet she didn't disguise her fucking phone number.
No. She actually was on video threatening a sheriff.
But
she was sitting at some meeting that if you don't, you know. If you keep asking for the, I don't even know the context of it.
No, she wanted a laptop.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
She wanted the laptop back.
That was the
which is very telling.
But even you know what, and it, even if people don't, even if people don't want to make this political or anything, there's an unsolved murder in Washington D.C. of a DNC staffer, okay, who. First, it was a robbery, but even though they didn't take anything, and then a couple weeks ago, I believe Newsweek came out with, oh, it might be a serial killer. They didn't mention who else was murdered, but now it's a serial killer. I mean, they're scrambling, but getting the bottom line is the average American. I mean, I don't know if you're. I mean, who they don't know, even know who Seth Rich is. And he did work for the DNC. He worked in the computers. And there's a lot of people saying, like, hey, he was the one leaking the stuff.
Yeah, he was.
But fuck yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, but even if you don't care about all that, you care about an unsolved murder of a 27-year-old man, you know, a block away from his house who was robbed. But
he was a good American, too.
Well, not to mention the fact that just a block down the street, the FBI reported two weapons stolen from their unlocked car. And now it's come to light that his girlfriend, who was speaking about it afterwards, they had been broken up for quite a long time, and they were not together anymore.
Listen. We get the fucking video footage of Tiger Woods blowing a breathalyzer. We can't get the fucking chest cams of the cops at the fucking murder scene. We got problems, all right?
Right. There's not even official police. They won't even. There's no official police report.
There's body cam footage.
Another interesting point is, since when did they confiscate the laptop of an alleged mugging victim?
They don't.
It's just not. There's nothing to protocol about that.
Somebody gets
murdered over a failed robbery. You don't go in their apartment and confiscate their computer and never release it.
Well,
and claim that they don't know where it is anymore.
Well, listen, I'm going to bring you guys back to the very exciting time, as Dozer would say in The Matrix, when Trump was running against Hillary, and he said, "Lock her up." That was the chant. And if he fucks us,
promise.
If he fucks us on that, I've got no more faith in him, and I've got no more faith in politics.
Do you honestly think that Trump has the power to lock her up?
I that's all I got to say. Lock her up was the fucking that was the mantra, right?
It's deep. This is deep. This is deep. You don't just say I'm gonna. This is he's. I mean, he has no allies in Washington. What's he gonna do? Start sitting on that House Oversight Committee, the Judiciary Committee. What's he going to do?
That's a good point.
There's nothing he can do. Deep state runs this country.
That's a good point.
Even if Trump wanted to get anything done, he can't even get shit done.
It's up. It's up to the people.
Yeah, he can't even get
320 million people in this country. If people start doing stuff and getting out in the streets, you know what? That sends a message.
You're making me feel so guilty. You just came out of the hospital for this shit.
He does it all the time. All right. He's out there on a busy intersection.
What do you
spreading the message?
What do you say to guys who are married and they've got a mortgage and a full time job and they got a kid and they're just broke, man? They're just struggling to get by and they're blue collar. And if I took a day off to protest, I'd be fired. What do you say to guys like me?
I'm not judging anybody, but I say there's weekends and everybody can do what they can do. And I understand that. But I mean, if you're just trying to, if you want your kids, if I mean, do you want your children growing up in this nonsense?
No, but I want a solid future for my children.
Well, then you have to secure it.
Well, no, I mean, a solid future for one's children begins in the household.
We always think of those terms as financial.
Financial. Thank you. Thank you. Exactly.
It's always financial. Yeah. It's always financial. Yep. But you know what? People are working harder. They're working longer. They're working for less. And they're taking away, you know, they're taken out of the home so the children can be reared by the state.
But not me. I mean, this has been going on.
But I mean, we can get into a whole bunch of different things, but you know, like, you know,
well, but if I was to drop everything now,
nobody's saying
nobody's
that.
Asking for that. You know,
nobody's saying that.
I wasn't saying that. You were saying that. It's just like I said, I felt guilty that I can't get out there and fucking help out. But at the same time, I have a decent reason.
Well, listen, you're producing a format in which the message is being spread.
There you go.
Don't you consider that enough?
That's enough.
For someone who doesn't have the financial or the, you know, wherewithal or the stomach to spread this message, it's not an easy thing to do. You're literally stepping outside of the herd and alienating yourself.
Yes.
It takes a ton of fucking courage to walk outside the norm, have your neighbors think you're a psycho. You know, like, no, honestly.
Yeah, you're right.
Actually,
you're right.
Spread the truth.
You're right.
It's not an easy thing to do. And a lot of people keep it on the down low. You know, and a lot of people who, you know, used to look at my bold, you know, what statements have contacted me privately saying they believe everything that I'm talking about, but they're just, they don't want to be that guy. It's a dark path. It's a lonely one.
No.
It doesn't have to be that way. I wish it wasn't.
I disagree. I met so many nice people today.
Yeah, I get it.
You just said nice.
I've met people on the streets. I mean, like, this is just one isolated incident, and it's just that Antifa just bashed me over the head with a – snuck up on me and bashed me over the head with a bottle. But and I know that's going to say, well, I'm not going to go out and do that. Well, I don't want to get bashed over the head with the bottle either.
I would have fucked those guys up if I was there, though, dude.
Fucked them up. I was on the ground bleeding from the head.
No. I'm saying if I was with you, I would have.
Oh, I appreciate that.
I would have fucking done everything I could to fuck those guys up.
You wouldn't have done anything if you were with me. They snuck up on me.
Right.
Right.
I wasn't looking for it. I mean, I was walking down. Dude, when you get done, look up JFK Parkway in Philadelphia, like, and see how
big. I think.
Yeah.
Sorry, I think he was confusing the street name with MLK Parkway, which is typically a very violent.
I was
according to Chris Rock.
I was confusing. I was confusing.
This is straight up downtown Philly art museum. Library, Franklin Institute, like, everything's right there, man.
Yeah, but in Boston, like, one of the most violent fights I've ever seen was in, like, one of the nicest places in the city.
Oh, yeah.
You know.
Hey, I'll go on the record as saying, like, if I saw a single Antifa being stomped by seven people, I would do my best to stop that from happening.
Me too.
It's just respect for a fucking human life.
Right. Me too. Me too. And I'll do my best. I mean, that's all I can do.
However, if I saw James Elefantis being stomped, I would just take out my phone and film it.
World star. Best.
Yeah, oh yeah.
World star. You start yelling world star.
No, I would not do that.
All right.
What is world star?
Well,
it's the world star hip hop website where anytime there's a massive brawl at, like, Chuck E. Cheese or somebody's getting their head kicked in, they take out their phones. They don't do anything to stop the person from getting beaten. They just yell world star.
I just turned 48 on Friday, man. So, like, this is like a whole different world to me, man.
Oh, dude, you're playing a young man's game. God bless you.
I'm trying, man.
I know it's tough. It's got to be. I wouldn't fare well with a six person beating. I don't think anybody would. I don't think could take on six people at once. It's. And you got the balls to stitch yourself up and go out a week from today to another rally where who knows what the hell is going to happen.
A week. I mean, I got to see how I feel tomorrow, man.
You're going to be there, right? No shame if you can't make it, but the vigil for Seth Rich.
I will be there. Guys, I'm going to jump off. I got a couple other things to do, and I really appreciate you having me on. But it's going to be under circumstances.
Listen, with everything that's happened to you, don't thank us. The fact that pulled it together to call in, that's commendable.
He's also calling into two guys who have been drinking fucking beers all night and are tanked.
Back together, and he made the time to call in.
He's not. No, that's what I'm saying. He's even more fucking cool that he would deal with us.
Right. And sorry for any headache we've
not endured. Not at all, man.
Headache, headache. No pun intended.
Yes. You're not my biggest headache tonight, man.
Listen, Howie, I appreciate it. Everybody, tune in to UCY.TV, the traffic report. Even if you can't, I understand you can't be up at midnight listening to it. You can listen to past episodes; they're fantastic. Could you tell just quickly your two co-hosts who are brilliant? They know everything.
Yes. I'm more like the Artie Lang of like a Howard Stern. And
dude, I was listening and I was like, I felt so dumb. I was like, I can't. I can't add to this.
How do you think I feel?
I'm intimidated. I don't know how you do it, man, but you do hang in there. What are their names? And
it's Fireman John and L Deeds. And we just sort of met on Twitter, and it's just one of these things that just sort of happened. And we share the same passion, and L's a superstar, and John's been doing this for years, and they just they like the fact that I don't know, that my passion or whatever. I'm like, I try and bring whatever I can to the show, but it's more about.
And where can we catch it? Where can we listen to it?
UCY.TV.
Okay.
And if you just YouTube UCY.TV, then you can see all the rebroadcasts.
And do you have a new Twitter handle?
It's just PG Howie 1. It's still up and running.
Yep.
Pizzagate, but PG Howie 1.
Well, that was a good analogy with the Artie Lang thing. Howie brings the common man perspective to the show, because aside, if you weren't there, I'd be too fucking intimidated to listen. I actually appreciate what you add to the show. I appreciate what you've added to my show tonight. And don't be a stranger. I don't want to take up any more of your time. You go fucking relax, have a beer, do whatever you got to do.
All right.
And God bless you, Howie. Thanks again.
So it's cool, man. I'm okay. And, hopefully, I try to take positives out of everything. I was never like that before, but if this can get, a little to show what is going on out there, I'm okay with that. And, I'll be out doing my thing, and we will keep moving forward. I'm I'm okay, and nothing's going to change on my end. All right, guys.
Good. Thanks a lot, Howie.
All right, man. It was great talking to you. Take care,
man. Have a good night.
So what I got here is a beef chuck steak, and it's a tough piece of meat.
Chuck steak.
Sirloin steak.
Chuck steak.
All right, Chuck, thank you for your call.
Chuck steak.
Certifying Angus beef chuck roast right here.
Chuck steak.
Aww.